I was in Mumbai's Adarsh Nagar neighborhood recently. Men were standing in groups, talking in hushed voices. Behind them was a forest that looked dark and dense in the fading light. I walked down a narrow street, removed my sandals, and entered a small house. Some women were sitting in a circle. No one was speaking. The only sound came from a rattling ceiling fan. A woman was sitting in the middle of the group. She looked pale and withdrawn. Her hair cascaded around her face like a veil. When her brother entered the house, she started crying. She'd lost her only son the previous night. 12-year-old Saurabh Yadav had been mauled to death by a leopard. A man from the neighborhood took me to the place where it happened.
Here's the water container that he bought to wash himself. And those are his slippers.
The boy had been crouching in the dark at an outdoor toilet. The leopard attacked him from behind and took him away. Hundreds of villagers fanned into the forest with flashlights and wood torches to look for him. 3 hours later, they found his dead body, and the leopard was sitting right next to it. A man who was there described the scene.
It had killed the boy and shooed his face and neck. 15 or 20 people were hitting the leopard with stones, and it still didn't give up the child. After a long time, it left the spot, and we brought the body back.
Leopard attacks are increasing in this part of India. In the Mumbai region alone, the cats have killed at least 8 people since July last year. Most of them were children from poor families who lived close to the forest. There are several places in India, like in Maharashtra state in the west, or along the Himalayan foothills in the north, where leopards roam close to people's homes. Usually they try to kill goats, cows, or other domestic animals, explains veterinarian Ajay Deshmukh.
Yes. His favorite animal is dog.
Dog?
Yes.
But is a dog a good source of meat?
Yes, it's stray dog, but they easily get. That's why maybe. And numbers of dog population also increase day by day. So it's maybe easily food for them.
But sometimes the cats also attack people. It's unclear why these attacks happen, but some experts think it's partly because the leopards may mistake a crouching child for a small animal, or at least a weak and easy prey.
The thing is, we don't know. We don't know how these animals use these spaces. They're secretive.
Sunetro Ghoshal is an anthropologist, and he's been studying leopard-human conflicts for the last 8 years. He tells me there's a lot of fear in the community after each attack, and the government comes under pressure to take action.
When there is a demand for such action, and usually the only action that the department knows has historically been to put trap cages.
This used to be standard operating procedure. Wildlife rangers would trap a leopard and release it in some other forest or national park. But leopards are fiercely territorial, and the new arrivals often clashed with the animals already living in the area. India's government even stopped this practice after data showed that moving animals randomly just transferred the conflict to another place.
So at least that upheaval that used to be created of, you know, just taking animals randomly and dumping them elsewhere stopped.
These days, leopards are tapped, tagged and released within their home territory, some distance away from where humans and livestock live. If the cat continues to pose a problem, it's captured and then caged in animal sanctuaries. One such place is the Manikdol Leopard Rescue Center, which is about 150 kilometers from Mumbai. Veterinarian Ajay Deshmukh tends to 2 adult females in one of the enclosures. It's a 200 square foot space with lots of shrubs and an elevated platform for the cats to sit on.
She's a Jaya and she's a Jia. Jivu, Kaida. Oh, ho, ho, ho. Igre.
The animals are magnificent. As Jia paces up and down her cage, her muscles ripple and her golden skin glistens in the afternoon sun.
You can put your finger in there, like. Because she keeps running around and he keeps running a lot.
Ha, yes. She is very playful nature. But she is very angry and shy nature.
There are more than 25 leopards held here and they'll never roam freely again. It's a sad ending for such a beautiful animal, and for the people living on the front lines of this conflict. As the temple bells ring in Adarsh Nagar, people gather for evening prayers and to mourn for the dead boy. An adult leopard was trapped here just a few days after the attack. There are no easy solutions to this problem. As India's cities expand, humans will continue to encroach on leopard territory. We just have to learn to coexist, says anthropologist Ghoshal.
We hope the leopard behaves himself. I mean, that's not in our hands. It's not an animal that anyone can control, but we definitely need to understand them better.
For DW, I'm Lakshmi Narayan.